Actually, Dharma practice is something that we can practice anywhere, everywhere. Even when we are in the house, when we are with the family members, we can still practice the Buddha Dharma by having the right motivation and then by respecting each other, by controlling our own anger, by controlling our own harsh words and negative thoughts towards each other. If we control these things with the right motivation, then that itself is a part of our Dharma practice. So, the main thing is to have the right motivation all the time, and then need to practice. Practice means to have the right method to subdue our own mind. All the methods that can subdue our mind with the right motivation are called Dharma practice in general. So, based on this, then also try to practice Dharma, like doing sadhana or doing daily practice, and also receiving teachings, etc. So I think we need to be balanced between family obligations and your Dharma activities or your effort and time to receive the Dharma teachings and doing the daily Dharma practice. So if we have good balance, then then it will help you to progress on the path, and it will help you to increase your qualities, your positive qualities, and it can help you to control your negative thoughts and actions.